not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Yes, indeed. It is time once again, ladies, to have fabulousness right here every single Friday at 7:40. It's fit and fabulous.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, and girls, let me tell you, when I let you in on someone who is just dashing, she is hardcore beautiful.
Yes.
She is hardcore strong because this girl is young and she is a doctor and she helps women each and every day.
Yeah.
Say hello to Dr. Ashley Woyek of Forward Natural Medicine.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So seriously, Tracy and I have just been having the greatest conversations with Dr. Ashley off air. And that's what's fun when, you know, you bring people that have these amazing professions and you realize, you know what? You know, we can have these awesome conversations and laugh about the most ridiculous things.
That was fun. That's what's so nice is that she's so put together.
Yeah.
Look at her, everybody.
Like, hello.
She's so put together. She's young. She's driven. She's helping women, health, and fun conversation.
I love it.
Yeah.
So real quickly, I met Dr. Ashley on Wisconsin Women. So it was always really fun in Channel 57. So she is great at what she does. And it is true. She has a fabulous place called Forward Natural Medicine. And that is why we're here today. Because one thing that I know my best friend went through for an entire year was something medically that her body just took a dump. And it was her thyroid, after all. And that's what we're talking about today, thyroid health.
Yeah.
Tell us about how common thyroid problems are.
Oh, gosh, it's so common, especially in women. It's about 1 in 8 to 1 in 10 women have a thyroid issue, and a lot of it is going undiagnosed. So you have all these issues and symptoms, and you have no idea that you actually have a thyroid problem.
Yeah.
Which is so sad, you know? Yeah.
It's super sad. Like, it's crazy. I was telling my girlfriend, Wendy, her body from hives from head to toe, she couldn't eat. She was, like, throwing up a lot, and she just, she had fatigue all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just
super
all the
common.
Time.
Wow. Well, what are some of the common symptoms? Because I think, like, you hear about thyroid all the time, but you really don't know if you're having an issue. Like, I could just be tired just to be tired, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but like Krista said, fatigue is a huge one.
Okay.
So if you just are exhausted, I mean, it's tough too because there's a lot of moms out there who have go. So they just think it's normal to feel run down and not have energy. But it's like, no, something else is going on. You got to get in.
Yeah.
And our thyroid is so important for metabolism, like our metabolic, you know, set point there. So women are exercising all the time, they're not eating, and they can't lose any weight. If anything, weight is coming on. So that's a huge complaint I see.
Wow.
Which is too, you know, it's so sad. You're doing all this great stuff, hardly eating, you know, depriving yourself, and nothing's happening. So
I've actually heard that by a lot of women, actually, that work out.
Yeah.
And they work out, like, 5 days a week, like, hardcore, and they can't lose anything else. So.
Yeah, and they're eating, like, nothing.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ask a crazy question, because I don't think I'm the only one. Where is your thyroid?
Oh, it's on your neck right here. It's a gland right on your neck, kind of above your collarbone.
Okay.
Like, kind of where you swallow. You know how you can feel our mini, and not Adam's apple for females, but you know that area right there.
Right.
Well, some of us have them, but
it's true. Wow, so it's right there. Okay.
So, and then you, sometimes if you have, like, difficulty swallowing, or you just feel like a lump in your throat, then it's like, oh, maybe something is going on with my thyroid.
So, oh, wow.
But some other symptoms, you know, a lot of us have brain fog or anxiety or depression. Our hair is, like, falling out.
Oh, my gosh. Let me get a pet.
I know.
check.
I know.
Or, like, I mean, not to be, you know, too detailed on the air, but, like, constipation or diarrhea, some digestive stuff. Those are the most common symptoms, but so many women have them.
I was going to say.
I was going to, I know.
I mean, you listed a few things that
we go through.
Oh, my geez.
We should, Tracy and I should just go do a Facebook Live with you at your establishment and check to see.
You guys should get some labs done.
That's
for
great.
Sure.
I don't know. I was just thought. I was just thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, I do have that.
Yeah. I've got that too.
Hey, listen, if you want to ask Dr. Ashley, of course, any questions, we would love to hear from you at 3210-931. We are on Facebook Live. We are speaking about thyroid health and what are common problems and symptoms. And if women are having these symptoms, though, what should they do?
Well, definitely go talk to your primary care doctor. That would be, you know, the first step, because they want to rule out anything else. If there's, you know, another issue going on, anemia or vitamin D, something like that. But have them run some thyroid tests. The only problem, the most common one, if women out there are listening, is called TSH. Okay. But the problem with that is most doctors only run one lab marker, and there's, like, 9 you should be running, 9 to 10 of them you really need to be running to figure out what exactly is going on with your thyroid.
Okay.
So that's the one thing I say, you know, be leery. Some women will go to their doctor. They say they get this one test done and doctors say, yep, you're completely normal. And then they think they're crazy. It's in their mind that they're having all these symptoms and then they're told they're normal and they're not. It's because their doctor didn't do enough lab work.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you really have to be your own advocate now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true. And there's something called, most women who do have low thyroid problems, like all those symptoms, they have an issue called Hashimoto's. I don't know if either of you have heard of it.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yep, that's what Wendy had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That's what they found out she had.
Yeah, and it's so at the end of the day, with that, your immune system is actually like attacking your thyroid. And so it's really not a thyroid problem at all. You've got to figure out, why is my immune system attacking my thyroid? So that's a whole other problem.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so, and doctors rarely test for that until, you know, years down the road, like with your friend. So, or you'd have to go to another doctor to get that done.
And we don't have time for that. And it gets expensive to keep going.
Expensive.
Yeah. And it's very frustrating when you are told, no, there's nothing wrong with you. You know there is something wrong.
Right.
So that's really hard as a human being.
So what if a doctor says your labs are normal? Like, what do you do?
Well,
like, but you're still having symptoms and they tell you it's normal.
You come to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, or another functional medicine doctor who is really going to do the work and figure out, kind of almost be a detective, like what's going on with you? Let's figure it out. So you need to find a doctor that will run all those labs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it, a lot of doctors, have either of you got, your ladies gotten blood work at all? You know how there's like a range like that you should be in when your values come back?
Oh yeah, I've had it done like a lot in the vials and stuff.
So it'll be, you know, most doctors, the range for TSH is like 0.4 to like 5.6. So that's very broad. But that's, so doctors will say you're normal, but you're still having all these symptoms. So when patients come to me, the range I use is very narrow, because that's where a healthy person should be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you kind of, I window it down, like, no, I don't want, let me take a step back. So when the how labs figure out those ranges is based on the average of people that come in and get blood work done.
Yeah.
But people that go and get blood work done are sick people. It's not a bunch of healthy people going into a lab to get, get blood work done.
Right.
So that's where it really will change when you come to see me, because doctors will say your labs are normal, you're good to go.
Yep.
But that's why you're still having symptoms.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, you've got to be in that healthy person range there.
Absolutely.
Well, and I did come and see you at one point, and you did explain the same thing to me. Like, look, you know, the doctors, the blood work that you're getting with the doctors, they're not necessarily looking at everything that I will look at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you do like a much more extensive look. And
Definitely. It's tough because it's a very insurance-driven model.
Yes.
And doctors can only do so much. If insurance doesn't cover it, then you're going to have to pay for it. And then it's a huge expense. You know, it's all that. It's,
That's why you go to Dr. Ashley.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Girl, let's talk about some natural solutions that we can do to help ourselves.
Well, it's tough because you've got to figure out why you're having the thyroid issues.
Yeah.
So like with your girlfriend, Wendy, with our Hashimoto's, when it's an autoimmune problem, you've got to figure out what's like triggering your autoimmune issues. So for a lot of people, that can be food sensitivities.
Oh.
Like gluten or dairy or eggs.
Yeah.
So,
she did.
Mm,
she changed it. Crazy.
And you can do testing to figure out exactly what's going on. But I just tell people, eliminate those things for a month and see how you feel. And then gradually bring them back in. Because gluten is a huge trigger for Hashimoto's. And it's a protein found in like wheat and certain grains.
Yeah.
So I just say, especially if you want to help losing weight, just remove all grains from the diet for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And see how you feel.
So that might be something to help. Well, it happens, honey.
And I know it's tough. The dairy, too. We all love our cheese.
Yes.
Oh, I love cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Blue cheese. Roquefort.
cheese. You had me at cheese. Like, I go crazy over
baby
cheese.
Baby Gouda.
Cheese and wine.
I know, right?
We really like our spicy Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah.
With the cheese stick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know that's good for us.
Yeah.
All right. So we are running out of time real quickly. Could you tell us about social media, where we can find you?
Yeah. On Facebook, I have Forward Natural Medicine. You can find me there. And then on Instagram, I'm at Forward Natural Med. I always post, you know, informational stuff, educational stuff, and stuff like that. So,
awesome. And then can people just stop on out?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to stop over. I offer free consultations too.
If you've
got these issues and if you really want to change and get better, definitely give my office a call and we'll set you up with a free consult.
Love it.
Nice.
There you have it, everyone. Dr. Ashley Woyak from Forward Natural Medicine, helping you out with your thyroid. We love you, girl. Keep doing your thing.
Oh,
like she's young. She's
beautiful. She's young.
smart.
Smart.
Got it going on.
She got it going on.
I'm a doctor.
Oh, that's enough. Yeah, that's I'm enough. A doctor. Hi, I'm a doctor. Hi.
We love you, girl. We'll have you on again.
Love you guys.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Ben Fabulous. There you have it. Chris Morning Rush, 931 Jams.